Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello. Welcome to the Can We Help You podcast. Jax, can you turn the feed down in my ears? It's really loud and I can't concentrate. Thank you. Your non-professional advice podcast. My name is Sasha.
I'm Jax.
I'm Franco.
And the three of us get together every few days and we get your questions try and help you with them. Okay, I'm being a working mother. I was trying to prepare something for my dog at the same time so that he would not be barky while we were talking. And then the music was really loud in my ears and didn't turn down. Usually I start and then it comes down. It didn't come down.
Oh, okay.
So it just threw me off.
Okay.
But momentary lapse, we're all good now.
Okay, great. We're recording this. I'm literally like in 24 hours I'm going to be on a plane to Australia again.
I still can't quite believe you didn't just stay there. Here.
Oh, it's so long to stay there.
I mean, it doesn't feel like we live here and we have jobs and stuff to do here, but it doesn't feel like it's been that long.
No.
It's been 4 weeks.
Are you really saving money? Well, I guess you probably get all your flights on points, but are you really saving money by going back to work for the 10 days?
You can work remotely. Why didn't you just work from Australia?
I mean, I don't want to spend another 4 weeks in Australia than I would have had to otherwise.
But
I've never lived on the other side of the world, but do you not get homesick at all? Like even a little bit?
Well, I was back 4 weeks ago for a week and I'm going to be back for 2 weeks. So
what you're saying is that week was just plenty. You wouldn't want to spend more than a week.
You know, it was enough. It's nice to catch up with everyone, but it was enough.
I don't think I could ever live so far away from home. I don't think I could do it.
I think Jax just really likes LA.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe. I mean, my parents live really far away from me now. I barely see them. So, you know. And these days with phones and FaceTime.
Exactly, FaceTime.
And these days with phones, the new telephones
the
and
telephone,
the internet.
The bills. It does make a difference though, you can't deny. Being able to just pick up the phone and call someone and like it not cost you, not have to stand in a pay phone. Yeah. You know, feeding money into it.
You used to have to pay the collect call charge and you used to have to pay, it was like $25 a minute to call someone overseas and couldn't hang around.
Wow. I remember when Skype came out, it was a game changer for my Italian family.
Yeah, well, we had relatives in England and whenever we'd go over to one of my family members' house, it was their daughter, we would like all gather around the Skype machine and give them a call and all of that. And that was, yeah, I remember that being like a big, like, whoa, video calling, how magical. But like, I was never in the family that had like a webcam or anything.
Videos. And you didn't have to, like, you know, when you do an international call 20 years ago, you'd have to like put in like about 75 different numbers just to get out of the country and to dial the number in the other country. And it'd be like 00110110010. And then the country code and then a number to get out of the country. And then it's like, and it'd be like, and then it would like, there'd be a, you know.
Huge delay.
Yeah, 35 second delay. And you'd be like, oh, how are you? And then it'd be like. You're good, how are you?
Yeah, that was worth the wait.
Yeah, look, maybe that's the argument for living overseas. It's just not that hard anymore.
Not that hard anymore.
Yeah, you can podcast from overseas.
Exactly. Look how far we've come. They could make the flight a little shorter.
Yeah, or at least make first class more cheap.
Oh, cheaper. Yeah, that would be nice, actually. Yeah. I'm hoping that there's some, like, free rows that I can stretch out because that will make it a lot easier. So if I can sleep, won't be too bad. The thing is, coming back, like when we came back last time, it was only about 12 hours, and that's actually pretty doable. It's the going, the 16-ish, that
the
is
length
hard.
Yeah. For me is fine. It's the not being able to stretch out part that I really struggle with. Like I think if I was 12, don't get me wrong, I'd get cabin fever, but if I was 12 hours on a flight, on a first class flight, it just wouldn't bother me that much. You watch a few movies, you have a sleep, you have a couple of meals. Oh, hey, presto, you're there. You look out the window for a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Oh, I got to like stretch out and I didn't
you
get
press
fucking.
The button, you get up, they come over, they recline your seat, they pop a little thing over your seat, they pop a little blanket on and they turn it into a bed for you and then you get into the bed and then you sleep. Like, I mean, that's easy.
I wouldn't want to get off the plane, to be honest.
No, exactly. You'd want to stay because it's like the most luxury experience. Like proper first class is so luxurious. I can only dream of what that's like.
Have you ever done first class of any sort, Jax?
No. I mean, no. I've seen the, you know, I mean, flying direct from LA to Melbourne, you generally can only get business because they don't have, like, you know, a lot of the, like Emirates and Qatar and stuff, they have the really fancy first class suites. They generally fly via the Middle East, so it's a lot longer of a flight. The direct flights generally just have business, but I'd be fine with business. I still can't afford it, but I'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, some of them have those, like, you know, a whole double bed and then a separate armchair.
They have
and
suites.
Like,
they
seriously.
Like,
and
they
showers.
Have showers.
And
it's just,
if I had a shower and an armchair and a double bed, I'd be sweet.
Yeah, it's just like you're at home. You're just traveling at the same time. It's
I was
going to
say,
miracle.
I wouldn't mind one of those kind of like one of those seats, kind of like cabin things in my home. Like they're not that big, but obviously just being able to like sit and have
like
that screen that pulls up right in front of you and just
luxury.
You know, the whole thing. And like if they could have like the whole wait staff and the kitchen and all of that as well. That'd be great.
Amazing.
I'm going to put that in at my place.
You know what? You're right, though, about the standing up thing because I've seen, you know, sometimes they come out with these like, this is what the new low-cost carriers are going to do to squish more people in, and they're kind of like sort
buses.
Of standing seats.
I've seen the ones that are like double-decker. Like they
they're double-decker ones. They look all right, but there are ones that like are kind of standy-uppy and you kind of standy-uppy and you strap
like
yourself
a little
in.
Pole to just like lean against and there's a seatbelt on it.
I actually think that'd be all right. If you could just like have a little in the middle, like rip out the seats in the middle and have like a little communal area and then have the standy uppy seats on the side.
Yeah, see, for an
even for
hour
a 12
flight,
hour
I'd
off.
Be fine. No.
Have you ever
wander around?
Hours.
No, if I could wander around and there's a bar
You're
and I can grab a drink and talk to people and just kind
of,
you know.
Yeah, but imagine if everyone has these seats where they have to kind of pretty much stand up. You go to the bar. Every single bar stool is going to be occupied because it's the only place that people can sit down. There's going to be people like sitting on the floor outside the toilet and stuff.
Yeah, I
it's not going to be good.
Like short haul flights, you have a row of like, you know, a few rows of seating for disabled and the elderly and people with prams or whatever. And then the rest of it's just like a bus. Like if you get a seat, lucky you. Otherwise, you just kind of stand. I could get around that for an hour flight.
I'd be down for that for a Sydney to Melbourne or something quick.
Yeah.
As long as it was like cheaper. And I know how airlines work, and I know what they would do is they'll put this whole system in where everyone stands up and it'll be cheaper, and you know, you can get from Sydney to Melbourne for $20, and then the price will creep up. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be just like a normal flight. Yep.
And then if you want a seat, now that's technically business class, yeah. So that's like $450.
Paying for seat selection is kind of new, but imagine paying for a seat.
For a seat, yeah.
No, thank you.
I actually think, because, you know, I mean, I've been to some pretty killer parties in my time. I think if there could
wow,
be...
Wow, you're a cool dude.
All right,
Mr. LA. I'm pretty saying, killer bad.
All I'm saying is, if like a night flight, you should have the option to have like a party plane. And then you have the bar and a DJ and music, you know, drinks. You kind of can just party. I party mean, for these, 12 hours. Then you get off the plane and you're like, yeah, let's go. That'd be way easier.
They exist. The private flights are pretty much what you're describing.
Yeah, but I don't
want to
pay that much.
But I don't want to get on a flight and have a party on a flight and then get off and then have to, like, get to my destination. Yeah. It makes sense if you're...
Yeah, but it's the same as,
example,
like, if you have a big party.
If you go to drinks at someone's house in LA, and I'm talking, like, someone's house, like a celebrity or something, and they take everyone on their plane to go to Vegas and you just keep partying the whole flight and the way there, and once you get there, that makes sense. But what you're describing is you're going to come to Sydney and you're going to get on the plane... And then you're going to start drinking, and you're going to party, and you're going to, I don't know, pass out, fall asleep by the end of it. And then you need to get off the plane and get through customs. No, thank you.
Yeah, it's like partying all night and then taking a really seedy Uber home. It's the same thing, basically.
God, those Ubers the worst, hey? When you just sit in there and it's like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
and like
it's the end of the night. And you feel so sick and you don't want to vomit in their car.
You're not going to vomit, but like you need to just make sure that you're not going to vomit.
I always wind the window down and like stick my head out the window like a dog on those on those drives, because it's just... Oh my God.
The last time I did that, how valuable fresh air is.
Oh my God. My Christmas party, because that was the last time I've been really fucking legless. And I have not felt like that for a very long time, like that level of intoxication. And I had to stick my head out the window because I was going to fucking throw up. Like I was sure of it. Oh, yuck.
And you're trying to act more sober than you are because you don't want to like get a 3-star or something from your Uber driver. So you're like, g'day, mate. How's it going?
I actually try and say less on those trips because you realize how much you're slurring, and I know I'm slurring, and I'm like, I don't want to say too much. I'm like, hello, and then try and just not say anything.
I've never actually heard myself slur. I don't know if this is a me thing or if this is everyone, but when you're drunk, you don't...
You don't think you're slurring, right?
No.
It's just when you find the videos from
when you become aware
before.
Of it, you know that you're really drunk. It's the same as like when you start drinking at a table, right? And drink for like 2 or 3 hours at a table and you're like having fun. You're like, yes, it's a great night. And then you get up to go to the toilet and then you stand there trying to pee and you have to hold yourself up. You're like, wow, I really didn't think I was this drunk.
Yeah,
I realize that I've had too much to drink when I find myself staring at my own reflection in the bathrooms, in the mirror. You guys do that? Do you ever just like look yourself in the eyes? Like not any reason in particular, but whenever I find myself doing that, I'm like, oh yeah, I've had a bit to drink.
Yeah. No, mine is just because I don't stand to pee. I sit because I'm a lady, and it's the staring at the back of the wall and feeling like slumping, like all my shoulders round forward. Yeah. I'm not sitting up straight. And I'm just like, fuck, I'm really drunk. Hey?
There's no one around. Least, you don't need to keep your back up.
Yeah. And you're just like, yeah. Anyway, goodness, I haven't had a night like that for a while. Well, for a few months at
least. Well, you know, Christmas wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, no, true.
Hey, I'm going to be in Australia. Maybe we could have a party.
We should. We should go out.
Yeah, but you're here on like a Tuesday and a Wednesday. I start work at 4 a.m. Like it's just...
Just go straight through. Pretend it's a party plane.
Absolutely not.
Where I live in Wollongong, obviously a uni town, Tuesday nights are really big here, so we could do something.
Perfect.
Still don't understand how people do that. I've never been one to do that, like go out, and then I always make sure my next day is clear. I am not she'll be right, mate. I make sure my day
is completely
clear.
Get it. It's fine when you're 19, and there's a lot of 19-year-olds here.
Couldn't do it now.
The biggest nights in Wollongong are Thursdays and Sundays.
Yeah.
It's so strange.
People are crazy. When I get into work on a Monday morning, our office is across the road from an Irish pub. And this Irish pub is really unassuming, but for some reason, Sunday nights, it turns into like a club. I drive up and it's like flashing lights and everything. There's all these people out. I had a guy try and get into my car the other morning, which was terrifying.
Oh my God, that freaks me out so much.
At you thought you were in the morning, Uber, right? Yeah. And he's like, no. And I'm like, get out of my car. I freaked out because as well, as
lock
a woman,
the doors.
I can't figure out how to central lock my doors from inside. What? I can't figure out.
I pressed the lock button.
Yeah,
there's no lock button. My lock button
get
locks
car.
My windows. It's producer Alex's old car. It's a fucking great car. I just can't figure out how to do the central locking from inside.
Maybe that's why you got a cheap deal on it.
I had a similar problem with my windows. Just literally just check the manual. It's like it's a special trick where you got to press certain buttons in a certain order.
Yeah.
It is fixable and you definitely should do it.
I've seen some things driving into work at that time of morning. That's probably the worst because, yeah, as a woman at 4 o'clock in the morning when there's drunk people everywhere and someone tries to get into your car, it's just not a nice feeling. I once got stuck in the middle of a street brawl. This was in Melbourne.
Oh, lovely.
I was in fucking Toorak, which is a fancy suburb of Melbourne, driving through Toorak to get to work. And I'm stopped and there was the same thing, this club nearby, and all of a sudden all these people start like spilling onto the road and throwing bottles and like yelling. And I'm sitting there, I'm like,
actually realized this. I used to work at a club in Toorak and I realized that the people and the houses and stuff are really, really nice there.
Mm. Yeah.
But the clubs are like a very different clientele. It might be the roughest area to actually go out.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
It was wild. I've just never seen anything like that. You see all sorts of things at that time of the morning that maybe you wouldn't normally.
What I find funny about those pubs that are pubs through the day or through the week and then they have like a club night is that if you ever go to the club night, it's like young people looking hot, you know, looking to dance or pick up, and then there's always like some people who were there when it was a pub in the day.
Yep.
And there's like, you know, 55-year-old balding dudes with a beer and they're like in the corner and you're like,
that place,
what are you doing here?
The place that turns into a club on a Sunday night of all nights, it's just the chattest daytime pub. Like I wouldn't set foot in it. It's like all pokies, like $12 schnitzel specials, but like not in a nice way, like in a this is a dodgy pub kind of way. Old men sitting out the front drinking beer at fucking 10:30 in the morning. Like it is rank. And you're right. And then Sunday nights all of a sudden until 4 a.m. on a Monday, it's Party Palace.
You're describing an actual place that I walk past every morning and I don't know what the smell is. But you know, it's like that smell of like a hangover.
Yeah.
It just smells like that every time I walk past at 10:30 in the morning. And you're right, there's guys lining up for beers.
It's the smell of sticky floor.
Yeah, it's a sticky floor smell.
There's a pub near my house that does not do food. It is purely a pub, like in the old school sense of the way. They haven't gentrified it, nothing. Yep. It's open until like, and this is I'm in like fairly suburban. I'm in the inner west, but it's a fairly suburban part of the inner west. Very family oriented. It's open until 6 o'clock in the morning and then they open up again at 9. And like I drive past there and there's never many people in there, but there's always a couple. I'm like, who are you and what is your life? That on a
every
Tuesday,
town has one of these places because there are people there. Every town's got like a certain amount of people that want to be out at 5 a.m. on a Tuesday. So if there's at least one place that's open for them, that's where they'll
all go. I'd rather sit at home. I'd rather be at home drinking beers. Who wants to be seen out in public at that time drinking beers?
The worst is when you're young and you're on a uni night out and you're on like uni night and it's a Tuesday night or something and it gets to like 3 a.m. and the lights in the club turn on and you're like, you're still charged and you're like, let's go somewhere else. And then you end up at that place.
You always
end
up like, there.
This was a mistake. We should have just gone home.
Oh, my God. All right. Should we get into a question?
Yeah.
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 Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey. I have a question here from Ronnie.
Hello, Ronnie. Thank you for your question.
Ronnie writes, how can I reduce my stress levels around my performance at work? I feel like I'm always stressed that I'm bad at my job or not doing enough to succeed in my career. I'm a junior in the legal industry and constantly feel stressed that I am bad at my job or doing a bad job of the work that is given to me. I've asked for feedback, but the culture in my workplace means senior staff don't have a lot of free time to give juniors feedback, and they'll generally just stop giving people complex work instead of trying to improve their skills. I want to do well in my career, but I am struggling to feel like I have the skills for this industry. P.S. Love you guys. Aw, thanks, Ronnie.
Love you too, Ronnie.
Love you. I think in this situation, if you were doing a bad job, they wouldn't be giving you, they would be already scaling back. What if you're saying that they scale back people who ask for too much feedback or whatever, which is fucking shit, by the way. Like, that's the worst, but whatever. It exists. It's how your workplace is. I think it's one of those things that no news is good news, but I get that feeling of wanting to actually develop. So it's not so much like, oh, I'm bad at this. It's more like, how do I get great? Which I totally understand. And like, I've been in those situations before where you just trot along and you're like, is this okay? And then all of a sudden someone's like, oh, great job. And you're like, oh, okay. Like, good to know, because I don't fucking know. No one's telling me anything. I think it sounds like you're not going to get the help you need from your workplace. So could you find yourself a little mentor, Ronnie?
Oh, nice.
Hit up LinkedIn, find someone in the industry, or like ask if you have someone at work that you trust and you can talk to, you can say to them, and from a friendly perspective, not from like an official business perspective, but from like, you know, you chat to them maybe, you know, in the kitchen, or maybe you've had drinks with them or whatever. Ask them either if they can do it or if they know someone who can mentor you within the industry, because I think that is going to be your best chance, because, and preferably someone outside your organization as well, so that they can be, you can be really honest with them and be like, oh, like I wasn't sure about, you know, this task and this is what I did. And you don't have to worry about feeling like someone's going to go talk, you know, they're going to go back to your bosses and be like, oh, well, so-and-so was asking about, you know, how to do their job properly. I reckon a mentor is your best bet. And I'm surely there's some sort of like Tinder for mentors. Like that must exist.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, should business start idea. That. Business
I'm
idea.
I'm pretty sure it exists. But
Tentors. Tintors.
Tintors.
Copyright. Mentor.
They sound like Star Wars villains or something. Tintors. But yeah, surely something like that exists, or like some sort of like industry, like organization that you can become a part of where you can meet
that's
people.
That's a great idea.
Like there are some really good.
Yeah, there's some really good like associations or like you know, like just professional communities. Like I don't know. I'm sure there's one for the legal department. The legal not the
industry.
Department.
Cause it's
not, industry. Industry, yes. You know, like, I don't know, Australian Association of Legalers or legal people.
Jesus.
You know, something like that. And generally, wow. Actually, a lot of those professional societies actually have their own mentorship programs. And so you can apply and, you know, even if all you do is just go to the events and get the free snacks and meet people, like that's great. But you can also apply for the mentorships. You can, you know, find people who might be able to be a mentor or just have a chat with you and just, you know, I don't know, might give you new opportunities or whatever.
Yeah.
That's actually a really great idea. I do think there are, I don't want to say a lot, but there are definitely some, well, I mean, it's hard to know across the whole world, but, you know, there are a lot of people who are managers who aren't very good at managing people.
Oh,
there's lots of them. Yeah, so you often won't necessarily get the validation that you need to do, you know, to feel good in the job that you're doing. But I think you're right. No news is good news. And sometimes you just gotta create your own self-confidence and be confident in the work that you're doing. And, you know, at the end of the day, you can only do what you can do. And hopefully you can get that validation from yourself and also from a professional society or a mentor or someone else or, you know. So, but yeah, it can be hard if you have a kind of crappy manager.
Also, like, if you have friends who are also in the industry, like, can you talk to them about what their workplaces are like? Because
I feel like with Ronnie, it might be very competitive in their workplace, and that's kind of why they're not too sure if they're doing the right thing, because everyone else at that level is kind of competing for the one promotion, that kind of thing.
Mm-mm. I just wonder, though, if you could talk to someone you know who's in the industry but not in your workplace, Ronnie,
not
to
at
find
the same
out.
Place, yeah.
Yeah, and Franco's right. The legal profession is extremely competitive, I can only imagine. So it might be the case that that's what the industry is like, whereas media a lot of the time kind of we have, you know, like if you're on air, you have air checks where you're like constantly sitting down with someone and they're telling you everything that's shit and everything that's good and da-da-da. So there's this constant kind of like feedback loop, whereas something like the legal industry sounds like people are busy and self-interested, and so all they really are kind of, and this is a generalization, but they're focusing on what they need to do as opposed to what someone else needs to do, which is shit for someone who's trying to learn and get better.
Yeah.
But that might just be the case of the legal industry. So find a mentor. There would be mentor programs out there for your industry.
Well, there'll be someone. I know that when I was, you know, early in my radio career and I was working in a place and wasn't really sure if I was doing, you know, a great job or anything, and the feedback, I wasn't really getting the feedback I was hoping for. And I reached out to a few different people in the industry, both in Australia and overseas. And I just said, hey, you know, I'd love to connect. Here's some of my work. And, you know, they responded and were like, oh, this sounds great. And I was like, oh, cool. That's good. I'm doing a good job. So, you know, it also doesn't have to be, I mean, obviously legal is a little bit different because there's going to be specifics around even what state you're in.
Confidentiality as well, that you can't really share your work, for example.
I'm sure it's like, no, not necessarily sharing your work, but I'm sure you could say, oh, hey, like, you know, I had this really difficult situation with X. I approached it in Y manner. Do you think that was the right way to go about it? And then they
I would
ask
imagine
you
a lot of the,
and,
a lot of it is, you know, people dealing with people. And so, you know, even someone who's, you know, if you really are concerned about competitiveness, if you're in Australia and you're talking to a lawyer in the UK, for example, they're not going to know necessarily the specifics of the laws. But if it's about dealing with people, they're absolutely going to be able to help you with that and how to, you know, how to, you know, have a conversation with someone about a tricky subject or a tricky legal concept or things like that. You know, that kind of feedback can be really helpful. And then you have a new friend who lives overseas, and that's fun regardless. And next time you go to the UK, you can catch up with them and have drinks, and they can show you around town, and that's cool.
Sure. LinkedIn is your friend as well. I'm sure you'd be able to connect with people.
We should get sponsored by LinkedIn.
I hate LinkedIn so much.
We might get sponsored by
that spot. No, absolutely not now. That's gone out the window.
LinkedIn's not going to sponsor us. No, what do you use it though? Do you actually use it?
You know what?
I reckon Jack says LinkedIn is up to date and just perfect.
I did not use LinkedIn until I came to America and I realized that everyone here uses LinkedIn.
It's really big. Yeah, yeah.
Huge here. Everyone's on LinkedIn.
Everyone in Australia uses each other. It. Like, it's obviously very industry based, but there's a lot of people in Australia that use it.
I probably maybe should. I'm just checking Jax's LinkedIn now.
Yeah, I posted on LinkedIn today.
Actually, are we even a connection? Yeah, we are.
Posted on LinkedIn today.
Sure did.
What did you chat about on LinkedIn? Can you read it out,
Sash? Stoked that Scamander has been nominated for a Webby Award. If you like what we did, I would love if you would give us a cheeky vote. Four comments.
Vote.webbyawards.com, I think it is.
The Scamander train keeps on rolling, officially up for Podcast of the Year. Congratulations, that is exciting. At the iHeart Awards.
It's just funny. It's just funny.
It is really funny. It's all about Scamander. You've only posted four times and each one was about Scamander. I think Americans, I think, really like it because they're not afraid to talk themselves up.
No, to sell themselves. Absolutely not.
Whereas Australians are massive with tall poppy syndrome and kind of don't want to like sit there and be like, and people do, it's not that people don't use it here, but I don't know, maybe that's my weirdness with it because I'm just going, oh, he's got a showreel.
Of course he has a showreel.
There are Australians who use LinkedIn who, if I was still in Australia, I'd be like, oh my God, can you believe what they posted? But now that I'm here in America, I'm like, yes, good for you. You get that. Yeah, congrats.
You've drunk the Kool-Aid. Yeah, you're part of it.
I'm on the train.
How come you haven't put can we help you in your list of jobs?
Oh, good question.
You only put things you're proud of in LinkedIn.
What's on your IMDb? You've got an IMDb page.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to go check out his LinkedIn, I'm sure it's public.
Connect with me on LinkedIn. I'll connect with you.
Oh, that's nice.
I won't be able to help you with legal things, but I'll connect with you.
Yeah. Franco, I still actually have the headshot you took of me as my profile picture. We got headshots done at work the other, mid last year. Headshots, if anyone doesn't know, they're like those stupid professional photos in front
of your head.
Yes. I don't know. Headshot.
I guess it could be a porn thing.
Yeah, it could be.
But yeah, I didn't like the photos they took of me. And I thought, you know what? I like this photo Franco took probably because it was a friend photographing me. And I felt more comfortable and at ease than I do when it's a stranger being like, okay, like stand there, fold your arms in front of your face.
I think it might just be because I'm a very good photographer. I think that might just be a part of it.
You should post on LinkedIn, Franco.
I've got that headshot and a few other headshots that I've taken on my portfolio on my website. Like it is good work and I'm proud of it. And if anyone needs professional photos for their legal professions or whatever it might be, then give me a call.
And they're based in Wollongong?
We'll travel to Sydney and or Melbourne.
Who's
depending
Will
on budget.
Travel? Never heard of him.
Anyway, Ronnie, it sounds like you're in a frustrating position, but I think there's definite ways for you to get further assistance in your work journey, in your career journey. And I'm sure you're doing a great job, or at least good enough.
Good luck, Ronnie. Let us know how you go.
Always. Well, that is all we have time for today on the Can We Help You podcast. What?
Nothing. It's just very... That's all we have time for today. I feel like we're on the Today Show or something. We should be on the Today Show. We should host the Today Show.
No, we shouldn't. No.
Why not?
No, we shouldn't.
More money in it.
A myriad of reasons.
I don't think you could pay me enough to be the host of the Today Show.
I'd do it. I definitely do it.
Yeah, but you pretty much already do it. You already get up and early and you go to an office and all of that.
But the money, Franco.
I take half of what Carl's on, happily.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Not enough?
No. There are a lot of jobs, and I know I'm incredibly spoiled, but I'm at the point now where, like, yeah, money, shmoney. There's so many jobs that I would not do because it just makes me unhappy.
Well, yeah, no, it's very similar to what I already do, except for what I do isn't on TV and doesn't go for 3 hours. But yeah, I reckon I could.
All right. You and I, Sash, we can host the Today Show and we can have Franco just like dial in as one of those, you know, like.
I'll be in, like an entertainment reporter.
Weatherman.
Or something.
Yeah.
I want you to be our weatherman. Yeah. We'll fly all over the place.
Yeah, he can go out on the road. He can go out and deal with that stuff.
I would be perfect as like the, you know, the tech guy, like when there's like a new phone or a new movie or something. Yeah.
They just
bring him in for Yeah, I would.
Like, hey, look at this camera. Whoa.
Bring me in once a week and I chat about AI or something. I could do that.
And we laugh as you drop things. Yeah. Okay. Let's do that.
If you enjoyed this episode, why not tell a friend about it? Why not?
Nice. Great.
Leave us a review.
Why not send an email to the Today Show and ask if we can host it?
And why don't you pay your bloody taxes, Ronnie? I'm talking to you. Yes, you. You're sitting there guiltily listening to this podcast and
foregoing
your responsibility as a listener. How dare you?
How very dare you?
You can write your questions into us at Can We Help You Podcast on socials, canwehelpyoupodcast.com or canwehelpyoupodcast@gmail.com. Thank you to everyone who has been paying their taxes lately. We appreciate you. We are getting to your questions, but we always, always, always need more because it's all that we do. So if we don't have questions, we don't have a podcast. I'm sure that day will come. I'm sure that day will come when everyone who listens has sent a couple of questions And then they'll just be like, I can't, I've got nothing else to give. And we just never get another question again.
That's when we have to grow our listener base.
Yeah. Well, you know how we do that. We've talked about this before.
It's Franco's fault.
Social media, marketing, you know.
All the fun things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a great day, everyone.
I'm not going to say anything.
See you in a couple of days.
See you then. Bye. Have a safe flight, Jax.
Oh, thanks.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.